Item number two, Madam Clerk.
Discussion of an amendment 1B002 to the County Executive's 2012 recommended budget relative to the Workforce and Economic Development Fund. This item is informational only.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Madam Chairwoman and Supervisors.
Supervisor Biddle, did you want to?
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair, my esteemed colleagues. I know in Finance and Audit Committee we did present the Biddle Lipscomb Ready to Work initiative. I'll be brief because I do want Earl to have the spotlight to really explain Big Step WRTP, the process, and answer any questions that anyone in the audience or on the committee might have. But basically, it's about jobs. It's about workforce development training. I don't think I really need to go into detail about why this is needed, considering the economic downturn, considering the fact that we can't meet our residency requirements in our public works contracts, considering the fact that we have joblessness rampant in the community, considering that half of our children are living in poverty, considering the fact that most of those folks who are jobless are African-American and Hispanics. So I really don't feel like I need to explain why, as a county government or as any government or any entity in Milwaukee or Wisconsin, why we should focus on jobs. I mean, we read articles saying that there are 600,000 jobs that employers can't fill because of the lack of skills, because there's a skills gap. We have the governor saying that there's a skills gap. We have folks from USIRIS saying there's a skills gap. Everyone is saying the same thing, but no one's really doing anything about it. And so with that being said, you know, at the state level, we have partisan gridlock that's not resulted in help and relief for the people. We have gridlock in our congressional federal system that's not resulted in jobs. As you can see, the American Jobs Act has been stalled in the Senate. Pieces of the American Jobs Act has been stalled in the Senate. It's not going to pass in Congress. Nothing is happening. But the frustration that I feel, and I think a lot of my colleagues and a lot of people just in general feel, is that the need for folks to act like grown-ups and come with credible proposals that work and put people to work and put people on a career path to work is very much needed. And so with that sense of urgency, because I represent a district that has high unemployment, high recidivism, high crime, high everything. Just last night, someone tried to break into my garage. So, like, the lack of economics and economic inequality is rampant in the city of Milwaukee, in Milwaukee County. And so, with that being said, this is the reason why I'm doing this. Because as you can see that there are significant strains on social service programs, whether it's Badger Care, whether the programs that the county even administers, we know that people are hurting. Whether you live in the suburbs, whether you live in the inner city, people need jobs, period. With that being said, I wanted to bring a proposal together that closed that skills gap, that put people on the path for career jobs and family supporting jobs. So the Ready to Work initiative effectively is a bigger scale program that the city of Milwaukee did with their urban forestry program. They took about 40 applicants. They had about 600 people that came to apply, showing the need for jobs. And they took those 40 folks and trained them on our parks land, our land, on how to do jobs in that specific sector. So all this really is duplicating what the city of Milwaukee did successfully and bringing it here. I work with WRTP Big Step because I did not know of any other entity with the credibility and the capacity to do what I really wanted to do. So it started off as 200 folks, then it was 500, then it was 2,000, then it was 1,000 based on the money needed to facilitate the program. Considering that the county is in severe, serious financial distress, that we might have to lay off workers, that we might have to increase health care costs to ourselves and other workers, considering that we have a $14 million cut to the sheriff, we just have a lot of needs. Emergency medical services, we all know it. That it was appropriate and responsible to bring a program that did not include a tax levy upper. So, since July, I've been working on this program with Earl Buford and his staff. Supervisor Lipscomb has helped me iron out some of the kinks in the system and really make it more robust. But it's leveraging our workforce with his vast institutional knowledge in the skilled trades and other sectors to teach a newer generation of workers, to give them the skills to fulfill our county needs, which we work with the Parks Department and DTPW to evaluate the needs and the slots available in the next couple of years. And Earl, as Executive Director of Big Step, has a relationship with the private sector already to understand their needs. And the reason why their program, in my opinion, is superior or credible is because they start with the needs of the private sector. So they're actually working with the private sector, evaluating their needs, and they have programs and training modules designed by the need. So they're not training folks into jobs that aren't there. That's stupid. It's pointless. They are going after the jobs that they foresee to be open. They're looking at the market trends. They're giving the employers what they need. And then they're equipping the individuals with the skills that they need, and they're matching them together. To me, it's a win-win, because we're going to have we have about $200 million of capital bond projects in the next 5 years that need to be done. We have projects at West Lawn Housing Project right now where there are a lack of African-American people working on the construction site in the middle of an African-American neighborhood where there's joblessness. So the need is there. We can't fulfill our residency goals. That's a fact. It's on paper. But we have millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars of capital works projects that we can't even get Milwaukee County residents to get on the projects. And so we have people from outside of the county coming into here, taking taxpayer dollars, and going right back into their communities. That's not okay. And so this initiative is pretty comprehensive, because not only does it fulfill the county needs, whether it's parks or DTPW, it's also fulfilling the private sector needs. And it's going to give us a, I want to say stable, but basically a pool of folks that we can go back to contractors when they come to us for our projects and say, look, you can't use waivers anymore, and you can't tell us you can't find people. We know for a fact that we have folks that are trained to do the work that you're bidding on. And so going into the project, there was an opportunity to keep this inside the county board. And we decided that it was appropriate that we have a new administration and a new economic development director to give it to them so that they can work and structure it the way that they saw fit and give them input into the process, because I feel like this could be a win-win not only for the county board but for the county executive. And so what in our amendment, basically what you have is you have their idea of a revolving loan fund, not quite the same. And you have another piece based on workforce development and jobs. And so I've been talking to supervisors, and I know that traditionally this is not what we do. But that doesn't mean that we should not do it. Because at the end of the day, the mission is to enhance the quality of life for all people. And if people are without jobs, then that's what we need to do. I'll be honest with you. I want my people, people in my community, off of social services and into jobs. And this is why I'm doing it, because I don't want them on social services. I understand the safety nets. I understand that they're there for folks who have fallen on hard times. But I want to place people into jobs so they can be self-sustaining, so that they can increase the wealth in their communities, so they can buy homes, so they can send their kids to college. That's what I want to do. And not only, so the program isn't just for the 10th district. It's not just for a specific race or gender. It's broad enough that Big Step works with different partners, whether it's the Urban League, whether it's UMOS, whether it's the Wauwatosa Trade School, wherever, you know, they got folks, they're bringing them into the project, and they're training them, and they're placing them into jobs. So they work with the veterans. They work with everybody. So I kept it broad for that reason, so everyone in this county can have access to career jobs. So done enough preaching. I'm going to pass this to Supervisor Lipscomb, and then Earl will have some information to give you all.
Supervisor Lipscomb is going to describe the two components of the actual amendment. We also do have that, I believe, Mr. Boltman. Yeah. 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 I take it back. Yeah. It's okay. The amendment is here, and if there's needs for some additional, staff will get it. You can give them mine. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, I'll show you, Supervisor Biddle, what brief is. I'll try to briefly outline the amendment.
Supervisor
Biddle? Try to briefly outline the amendment for you. I think that it speaks to a number of the issues that came up in our discussion of the first item, and obviously it's also tied into to item three here today. But the amendment does have it's sponsored by Biddle, Lipscomb, De Bruin, Harris, Dmitrievich, Johnson, Haas, and West mm-hmm. will be added. That was an oversight in its last printing. So it does have pretty broad support here on this committee, and so I know many members are already well-versed on it. But for general information, it addresses this issue of the scope of the commitment to economic development, and that it does rein it in a little bit. It sets aside the first $2 million for economic development, the first $1 million going to workforce development, the Ready to Work initiative, and the second $1 million going to the Economic Development Fund. Mm-hmm. I should say that's after covering the $400,000, which is the real estate program. So the only thing that is in fact operations is the $400,000 that is the real estate sales, and that's traditionally been funded that way. Beyond that, any balance would go to the contingency fund. It does not have a component directly addressing debt service reserve or debt retirement program, although it does acknowledge the fact that by prior commitment, about $1 million would be anticipated to go towards debt retirement because of a commitment that was made when we knocked down the annex that committed the federal portion of the funding on the MSOE land sale. So we do expect that to occur in 12, but we do nothing to modify that in any way. So there is, for those who are interested in that debt service retirement, there is a component there, and it's unaffected by this amendment. How I would describe this is in fact to split the issue of economic development and to say that yes, the development of new business, growing and starting businesses is an important component, and we see that in the Economic Development Fund, and that the second issue is this workforce issue, that just the fact that jobs are created isn't helpful if people aren't trained for those jobs. And so it addresses both sides of the economic development equation in preparing a ready workforce and in helping businesses to grow and expand. I think that is pretty much it. If there are any questions, I'll be happy to address those.
Any questions before we go to Mr. Buford? Yeah. Supervisor Thomas.
On line 38, the amendment states we'll receive 25% of net revenue generated by the sale of county land.
I'm sorry.
I believe he's on the resolution.
Yeah, that's
are you on
item
the resolution?
Three.
Yes,
Supervisor, you're actually
yeah.
number three.
That's an important. Okay, so that's an important thing to illustrate. The item three, what we'll take up as item three, would establish an economic development fund and would set a future policy of 25% of land sales. What the budget amendment does is actually funds the first $1 million of that fund, and so they are compatible items in that. If we establish item three, that will be in place at the time at which we adopt the budget. So it would be in place as of January 1.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll just wait till we get specifically on item three.
Okay.
I just want to add.
Supervisor Biddle.
So the seed money is for $1 million from the county from land sales. We're going to do a one-to-one match and take that to the private sector, which Big Step already has. The relationships with the philanthropic foundations, the private foundations, the folks who fund these type of programs traditionally, and we're going to get the full amount of $2 million for the program to train and place 1,000 individuals into jobs. And so Earl will give you the nuts and bolts, but that's pretty much the broad strokes of what we're trying to do in conjunction with the county executive's administration.
Thank you. Mr. Buford, good morning.
Okay, good morning, Madam Chairwoman and Supervisors.
When you get a
can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Before you leave, when you get a chance, there's a card. You can leave. Oh, got it.
We're all set.
Great. Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
First of all, does everyone have a copy of the draft of the concept?
Yes.
You do? Okay, great. If not, I have extra copies and other information. On the left side of the packet. Well, I am Earl Buford. I am the Executive Director of the Wisconsin Regional Training Partnership Big Step Collaboration. And just to really hit on a theme today, it's all about collaboration. We are what's known as a workforce intermediary. We're not a social service agency, and we just be very clear about that. And that's an important point to illustrate, in that we are intermediary. Actually, one of the nation's oldest intermediaries. This model hasn't been around a long time. It's generally been a model about social service agencies, job training programs, and hoping that employers will be a part of it. We take a little different approach. So I'll start with a little history. Big Step has been around since the early 70s. Some of you have been around a while, remember that. It was created as a bridge program to connect underrepresented populations to the building trades and its key partners. At the time, various community agencies, the building trades, contractors, and the various technical colleges and school districts were part of that partnership. So that model is still intact. The Wisconsin Regional Training Partnership was created in the early 90s. Actually, it was created out of a study by Governor Thompson, and it was a response to that study. It was a labor management community response to this study that talked about how do we renew the manufacturing base in southeast Wisconsin, the greater region of Milwaukee. About 10 years ago, these two groups came together because we had very similar models and methods and concepts, taking an industry-led approach to help the community, and nothing's changed in that approach. So to come full circle in this collaboration, well, our role is really this. We're a facilitator. Our job is to bring and leverage partnerships that are a response to what industry and what employers want. Our approach, we work across sectors, whether it's manufacturing, as it's improving, construction, building trades, utility. We've even done parks and forestry projects and also healthcare projects in the past. It's really a response to what's moving within the industries. So to move that forward, present day, I surveyed about 300 employers 2 years ago. We do it every 2 years, our industry needs assessment. We manufacturers, contractors, labor, to see what's forecasting. So really, and we try to connect that back to what the state is doing to make sure we have a real live data system of what's on the horizon. So we're able to articulate where job openings are, where they're going to develop, and what's response needed. Our data is so good that we can also predict when companies are going to close. Because we're not an economic development group, we can't do much about it. But at least we know that data is there, and we can predict those kind of things. It's really that in-depth and that just-in-time. So to bring us full circle, I was approached by the supervisor with this idea of helping to create a jobs initiative that put people back to work. First thing I said to him, well, let's look at the county stock. I can tell you what's happening in the private sector, but what's happening at the county? What kind of jobs are being forecasted? What's the parks going to do? What's public works looking like? And so, which is really our model overall with any project we work on. Just to circle back, we've been the central clearinghouse for projects as broad as We Energy's power plant, and that's a story in and of itself, the market interchange, present DOT projects. We're the central clearinghouse for all MMSD projects, and we're the clearinghouse for the City Hall restoration project. And I bring those projects up because, one, it took a facilitation like this to make them successful, and I will add they all were successful. For example, on the We Energies power plant, over the course of the 6 years that mega project happened, there were 10,000 workers on that project. So there's two stories that came out of that project. One, we helped facilitate over 600 regional workers onto that project, which is a great number. I'm very proud of that. Our database reflects that. The other story is half of those 10,000 were from outside the state of Wisconsin. So you see there's a need here, and that hits on Supervisor Biddle's point. And really strong facilitation with the county taking the lead is key, so that success story becomes even more successful. He touched on the urban forestry project that we helped facilitate with the Department of Public Works and their forestry department, and that was interesting. And he had a a key leader in that department who wanted to see more diversity in their ranks. They could find workers from outside of the county, from outside of the state, but they couldn't find enough city residents to really apply and meet the skills, let alone diversity. So we've developed a partnership model between us, their block grant office, the Workforce Investment Board, and actually an AFSCME at the time, as a system to develop a systematic approach to getting city residents to apply for those jobs, fully train for those jobs, become the pipeline for that job, and develop a training vehicle that made sense, that was just in time. The beauty of that project was there was a 10-month training program, which is pretty long for us. We usually have a shorter range of training, more of a just-in-time model. But when that project ended and those folks were paid and trained using an apprenticeship approach, upon graduation, they were all placed, 100% placement. The funny part is they were all placed in the private sector. The private sector snapped them up, every last one of them. But the beauty of it now is they're at the top of the list for city forestry jobs when they open up. So the individuals have an option to continue working in the private sector or work within the original goal was to become city foresters. And the irony in that is that the county wasn't involved in that project, even though county land was part of the training. So that's something that really registered for the Supervisor Biddle when he heard about that concept. So really, our motto is, we're the jobs, work backwards, respond to those needs, find resources and find partners to fill in those gaps, and then work with the various community partners and school entities to make sure that we have a pipeline developed and ready to go to work. So it's really a common sense approach, but it makes sense. Just for validity, two key studies have come out that kind of talk about this approach and why it's important. One was the first gold standard workforce study in 25 years done by a group out of a think tank out of New York called the Public Private Ventures and funded by the Mott Foundation out of Michigan. Here's a study here, and it's also part of the package. It really validates that intermediaries that respond to employers' needs and connect back to the community. It's a model that works, and it's been proven. We actually took it on Capitol Hill last year and promoted the study. And then from a local approach, April 22nd of 2007, the Journal Sentinel Editorial Board wrote an editorial on this model entitled A Model for Success. So I applaud Supervisors Biddle and Lipscomb for approaching me with this idea and wanting to take this concept further and really blend it together so that it made sense. So that it really takes stock in what the county wants to do. It wants to take a county approach to being a leader in this, but also leveraging the partnerships and leveraging the private sector and resources around that to get the end goal, which is having a pipeline to fill jobs that are available. It's always a sad story when I get job orders from companies that I can't fill. We know there's people out there, but there's such a skill shortage. That we need a tighter approach, a tighter partnership, and I think this initiative will allow us to do that with your leadership.
Mr. Griffin, could you just briefly describe a little bit more about the component of the matching? The supervisors are envisioning the first million, the county being able to commit that first million, but they're also hoping for additional match
Correct.
That your entity could help fundraise for. Could you describe a little bit more about that and the viability of
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. Fundamentally, we are, my operations are funded in three ways, public dollars, philanthropic dollars, and private dollars. And it's pretty much a even split. Right now, private dollars come in organizations from as far away as contractors who contribute to this, because this helps them get the pipeline they need, building trade labor unions. And we also are able to leverage that with private foundations, whether it's Milwaukee Workforce Funding Alliance, a newly formed group entity that's a brainchild of all the local foundations working together. Actually, they were the group that helped fund the forestry project in addition to federal dollars. Believe it or not, we have a pretty good relationship with most of the state departments. And, DLT, Supervisor Johnson knows from sitting on one of their local committees, DLT is on board with this. And then there's the traditional public workforce system, whether it's the Workforce Investment Board in Waukesha, Workforce Investment Board in Milwaukee. So all those players are at the table, ready and willing to commit to something like this, because this is what they traditionally have done. So I feel pretty strong, and actually we've got firm commitments from many of those groups already to fund this initiative once it's approved by this body and moving forward in the budget.
Okay. Thank you. So. Supervisors, other questions? Supervisor Schmidt, and then Jersey. Okay, don't hit the guest.
We have a disclaimer. He's my freshman teacher.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's becoming a recurring theme. Everybody, I have a lot of respect for everything I've heard today, and especially from Mr. Buford. We do go back. I was 28 years at Marquette High School in my previous life and got to know a lot of people. One of the best people I got to know was Earl Buford. I hope he feels the same way. I'll buy you a lunch. We did meet for lunch with Supervisor Biddle and Supervisor Lipscomb, so I want to just make a couple comments. It's not going to be a surprise to anybody since we talked at length about this. And I just want to raise some a bigger picture, and I think Big Step has done a marvelous, played a great role in job production, workforce development. We need that. You know, they're one of the biggest players in town. I wish we had more players in town that Big Step has done. They've shown some of the Mr. Buford mentioned some of the pluses they have done. I have no problem going forward that they're going to do that again. And I won some role with Milwaukee County with them, too. Here are some of my concerns, just the bigger picture here, is that I think $1 million is too much. I've stated that before. You know, this is a pot of money. It's been talked about before in the land sales, how, you know, we look in all these areas. I am concerned about the terrific backlog and maintenance and everything else we have. We have everybody going for this kind of money. We are going to lose, unfortunately, maybe about 200 jobs in this budget. I'm wondering about how we fill those, or if we put this kind of money into that. We're going to have to put money into our health, a couple other areas. I look for big projects when we take big money. I always caution about these land sales too. Supervisor Jerzyk talked about this, and maybe we'll say more about it. I'm looking at the county's bang for the buck too, and from my constituents' viewpoint, you know, if we could have $500,000, you know, Big Step going to 1-to-1. I mentioned that in our conversation too. That seemed to be received. I don't know if they. We need to make any amendments. I'm going to talk to the maker of amendments about that and see if they're willing to look at that. Maybe they have the votes already, but I just caution the bigger picture here and not to get overly just caught up in that this is something we need to do at this level right away. I hope you're taking my words, and I'm not saying we shouldn't be involved in this at this level because of the many concerns we have. We haven't gone through this budget yet. There's big plays for all this money. I'm questioning taking $2 million out, particularly $1 million workforce development, because I think workforce development or jobs could be part of the economic development. Maybe we got a, you know, $1,500,000 kind of picture. I'm just thinking anything that we would do at Big Step, it should be a 1-to-1. And I think $1 million for the county is too much to put in this time. I'm also looking, when we get those big dollars, that, you know, I don't think it's a selfish comment, but I think the incubator stuff that Supervisor DeBruin brought up, the jobs we have on the county grounds, we're going to look for some financing, the whole mental health situation here. We got to save some monies in this area as well. And so I'm thinking many constituents that I represent would have these kind of concerns. I hesitate a little bit, but previous programs, I don't think this is a previous program, I think it's a lot different, but where do we get our bang for our buck? And if we look what monies we've put into some of these areas, we certainly haven't produced the jobs that were, for the amount of monies, the couple million dollars we put in previous kinds of things like this, workforce development stuff, it really hasn't been a bang for our buck. I think it could be different with Big Step, but I think Big Step is in the community, can do a lot more on its own with their partners. They have the grants. Mr. Buford talked about the different areas. Should we have a role? Yes, but not to the degree we have it right here. I really hope we can look at that yet before the final product is made. 80 to 100 jobs, I think we talked about the possibility. You know, where is the bang for a buck for Milwaukee County? And this is a concern I think we have to have. And I'm a little wary of that. I'm wary because of all the jobs we're losing. We're trying to put jobs back into parks, for example, a tax levy support. Trying to put a lot of jobs back in, a lot of health. There's going to be a lot of money is going to have to be used to try to make this budget whole. How far we can go, we'll have to see. But should this be a part of it? Well, yes, but not to the extent we're talking about for all the points I made. And, you know, I appreciate the passion. If I'm in the shoes that the people are in, I'd be doing the same thing. But I'm in the shoes in a little different situation. Do I think county should play a role? Yeah, but not to the role we're talking about. I like to see a slower process, less money, and say, well, what are we really getting for our dollars here? I think too often in the past we put in too much and not expected tough results. I have some confidence in the track record and what has happened with Big Step, particularly, that we will see some results. But what are we putting $1 million in for? 80 possible jobs? So I'd like to see more one-on-one. I'd like to see less involvement. There are great stresses on this kind of money we're talking about that we're all very familiar with. And that would be my major points, I hope, taken in that kind of spirit. Thank you.
Supervisor Schmidt, you referred to 80 to 100 jobs. I'm not sure where that number is coming from.
I talked to Mr. Buford, but I think he could speak to that. Is that okay? Thank you, Madam Chair.
Yes. What Supervisor Schmidt is referring to is we put the project together and we looked at the end result, which is job placement. We looked at two points. One, we talked to the county parks and we talked to the public works. And between those two departments, we forecasted over the next year there's 80 to 100 openings just in those departments. Then we also forecasted another 400 jobs in the private sector that are going to be available. So really we're looking at 500 jobs placements. And over the next year, as an end game, with 80 to 100 of those coming just from those two county departments.
And just to follow up on that, there's some 800 funded open positions in county government right now.
Right.
And given the health and benefit changes, staff are easily expecting that to go up to 1,000. So. There is the piece about how many actual filled jobs the 2012 budget could be potentially losing that 200 plus.
Right.
But there's also anywhere from 800 to 1,000 vacant but funded positions. Right. So I think the pool is bigger, and I just wasn't sure, and so I appreciate that clarification. Yeah. So at least within Parks and Public Works, you could, at least from the initial discussions, you could do the 80 to 100 range plus the 400 in the community?
Right, yep.
Okay. And then as you get further, I think there is more potential within even county government given the level.
We anticipated that in the conversation, but again, since we only talked to those first two departments, that was a starting point there.
Supervisor Bill.
Yeah, I was just going to respond to what he said, the 80 to 100. That was only forecasted through talking to the department heads of what their needs that they saw in the foreseeable future. But the point of the matter was I think 1,000 folks trained in place, that's not something to scoff at or something to just say, oh, that's just it's not worth an investment. I mean, that's bang for your buck, in my opinion. And the reason why the program is structured the way that the Economic Development Director and the County Board can work together to facilitate the process is to make sure that there is accountability. And so the reason why I went to WRT Big Step, because they have the credibility. So they have a proven track record of success, which is what folks need to analyze when they're considering making their decisions, that here's an entity that has done work on the Marquette Interchange. Here's an entity that had a program with the city of Milwaukee where they trained and placed 40 folks into career paths. The credibility is there. It's the reason why I went to them, because it's what they do, and they do it well. And the county board and the county executive will have the authority to structure the program the way they see fit to maximize accountability and transparency. And since that we're actually housing this stuff inside the county, it's ample opportunity. So whether folks want to come back to the program that says you report back to this committee or whatever committee every month with benchmarks, that's totally doable. And so I guess what puzzles me is that here's a program that's credible, that we can get private dollars, that we could start to tackle the unemployment in our communities, which everyone, whether you're on the third or the second floor, would have input in. I just don't understand the hang-up. I can see, considering the fiscal pressures we find ourselves in, that some folks might want to scale it down. But let's be clear. To tackle the challenges that we have is going to take bold leadership. You can't keep, you know, looking at the challenges that we face and saying, let's do it a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time. The need for this is great. Let's take a bold step to address the need. Let's use a credible partner to address the need. Let's work together, third, second floor, to address the great need that we find ourselves in Milwaukee County. So you're going to have a benefit in Milwaukee County with our current needs inside. You're going to address the needs with folks who just live in Milwaukee County who need jobs, need to be placed in those jobs, who are losing their homes, who are seeing the American dream slip away. The need is great. I don't know how many times to explain that the need is great. Everyone is talking about this stuff. They're talking about it. Let's do something about it. Let's take an investment of $1 million. Let's construct a program that is credible, that we can work together on, and bring transparency to the program. Shop this stuff in your community. Reach out to the churches. Reach out to everyone in your community. The county government will have a program to help get you back to work. That's the point of this thing. The point is, if there are veterans, if your passion is veterans, if your passion is the East Side, if your passion is Wauwatosa, if your passion is the Hispanic community, whatever that is, go to your community and tell them that Milwaukee County is being a leader in jobs and workforce development. We have a program for you that you can utilize. And this is a sound investment based on the credibility of the partnership that we are going to have with WRTP Big Step. And so I don't know how many times to explain to people. And I mean this in the most respectful way. I really do. That the need is great. Just look outside. Look at our budgets. Look at the effects of what the economic downturn has done on the strain of social services and the cuts that are going to come down from the state that will displace thousands of people from services that they need because of this economic downturn. The foreclosure rates. I mean, how much information do folks need until we start being leaders in this and addressing the need? So it's a one-to-one match. It's bold. It's a lot. I get it. But you can't afford not to do it. You really can't. You can't afford not to do this. So thank you, Madam Chair.
I have just one more quick comment, Madam Chair. People have been waiting for me for a half an hour for agenda setting for IGR, so I got to go. But I am trying to come back quickly, too. There's a lot of other areas here that are important, and number three and everything, too. I don't know if I'll be here. But my last comment is this. I hope we're listening to each other. I certainly hear what the supervisor's saying and what we're trying to do. I don't know if any of the board is against that, by the way. I think there's money in the Economic Development Fund. Now, we're talking about maybe two different things. So workforce development is $1 million. Economic development is $1 million. I do get it, okay? But some of the economic development money can be used in this area, too, in my opinion, talking about minority jobs and other areas, too. So we're not trying to, you know, not look at responsibilities we have. We have a lot of responsibilities, a lot of needs. That's my point. That's the only point I'm making, okay? And that most of this work we've done in the private sector, and I applaud that we need it. That's where the money is, okay? I'm saying what should be the level of county support. That's my point. I think it's too much. I think it should be more one-on-one because of the other needs we have, and I'll end with that. Thank you.
We are going to, after we finish item two, we'll take item three, and then we're going to take item five out of order because we have outside consultants and we're using too much of their dime. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you. Just briefly, to the amount. Recently, Washington County established an economic development fund, $1 million. If Washington, can you imagine what percentage of their budget $1 million is for Washington County? If Washington County which arguably has been doing pretty well in terms of economic development relative to us, found it important enough to set aside $1 million for that. I certainly think that it's within Milwaukee County's capacity to get in the game at that level. But I think in Milwaukee County, we have a more clearer issue relative to our workforce development, and I think that that is at least equal in terms of our economic development challenge, that it is not just about attracting new companies or expanding companies, but it is also about working with your existing residents to prepare them for the jobs that are available or will soon be available. And so I think that's why this is a balanced approach that works with business on the economic development fund side in terms of expanding jobs by expanding those businesses, and also works on the workforce side in terms of preparing people. And so I do present it as a balanced approach. Thank you.
Supervisor Jurczyk.
Thank you. Let me start off by saying I accept the fact that there's a need. There's a huge need, and I don't think it's being underestimated. I'm having some flashback here because I think this proposal is before the wrong governmental institution. Everything that's been talked about here today is a mission that MATC, Milwaukee Area Technical College, has. I look at the material, and I'm reading pre-apprenticeship tutoring, MATC does it. Training certificate courses, MATC does it. Manufacturing construction discipline, MATC does it. Referral services, let me tell you, I was chairman of the board of MATC. They have an intensive one-week counseling program where without charge, anyone can go to MATC, and they start off that program by having an individual state what it is they'd like to do, just what it is you'd like to do. And they take that statement, and then they go through a battery of vocational testing, both reading and math skills, but also dexterity skills, a whole battery of testing. And then individually, they sit down and talk with the individual about your goals are thus, your testing skills are thus. Do the two match up? If so, here's what you need to do to reach your goals. And they give them a career path, which can include their schooling or anyone else's schooling in the community. Sometimes the goals are way out of line, and they try to then counsel that student. That one-week course also includes how to apply for jobs, how to present yourself. It's very intense. And it continues. It's a widely used program. I spent some time talking about that because our voc tech system is one of the finest in the nation. It is also an unusual setup in Wisconsin. And all of us know if we look at our tax bills, there is a voc tech system right there on your property tax bill. We are one of the few states in the country that has a voc tech system on property tax dollars. Wisconsin continues to be the number one manufacturing state in the nation. I represent the communities that have on their main streets, on Packard Avenue is Ladish and Vilter. In South Milwaukee, on the corner of Packard, which is Chicago and Chicago Avenue in South Milwaukee, Chicago Avenue and Milwaukee Avenue, is Bucyrus. Bucyrus has a hiring need. They need more welders and fitters. Fitters are a highly trained welder with special skills. I look at the materials that are here today with us, and I can tell you every one of these requirements is the mission of MATC. So I'm questioning, are we before the right board here, the right governmental body? This is all what MATC does. It's an institution that's been in this community since the turn of the last century. The Milwaukee Bar Association, for example, which I'm a member of, found one of the greatest impediments for young people who have been through court, the court system, juvenile justice, et cetera, is the construction trades, which are one of the highest paying trades available. The biggest impediment for these young people to get those jobs is they didn't have a driver's license. Most construction trades require driver's license. Milwaukee Bar Association went to MATC to set up a program to help train people to get their driver's license so they could then connect up with the construction trades. I won't go in more because I know you're spending a lot of time on this. But number one, we have a policy that this board adopted only minus one vote. Otherwise, it would have been a unanimous vote and the county exec accepted it on what we're going to use facilities, real estate sales in terms of our facilities policy. Again, we now have another program that we're putting on that. My suggestion is this program is being presented to the wrong governmental agency. Now, if we were doing a great job as Milwaukee County government with the courts, with the social service programs, with behavioral health, and we had some surplus money, maybe we'd be looking at this. But I'm going to suggest to you again, we are not doing a great job with our own mission, with our own required services. And we really have got to be concerned about a $55 million deficit budget that we are dealing with and putting new programs into place. The need is a given. Take this over to MATC, who has a mission to do all of this, has apprentices on their board of directors, has all of these skill trades right on their board, and they understand these issues. So thank you. I do not agree with this program being presented in the budget as a new directive when we are not dealing correctly with our own mission statement. Thank you.
I'm going to have just a couple of brief responses, and then hopefully we will be able to move on to item three, because I appreciate the dialogue. That was the intent of this, but I don't want to take most of the morning. We'll do Supervisor Johnson and then Supervisor Biddle. Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, with respect to what Supervisor Jurczyk said, it is important to recognize that METC's mission and what actually happens as an educational opportunity, but we're going one step further. We have an institution that the WRTP, Center for Excellence, has been a proven organization. Since 2000, I've worked on the Marquette Interchange project. I'm now on the I-94 project for Wisconsin Department of Transportation with the Department of Transportation, its Labor Development Committee. And WRTP Big Step is on the committee. Every time we have a meeting, there's a report with respect to what is going on as it relates to getting people trained, because the material says not only for to take whatever the employer's needs are and to train people to meet the needs. It's not strictly apprentices, not strictly trades, but looking at what the employers need and making sure that there's an opportunity to train people to meet those employers' needs, and that's what WRTP Big Step is, and I've seen this over the last 10 years. So I take nothing away from METC, ma'am. I'm just telling you that I've seen where the focused approach is something that I think we need to look at. Thank you.
Supervisor Biddle.
I'll keep it brief. Your version of brief, not mine. One, the reason why you can't do what you need to do is because you don't have the money. That's period. I mean, you're not getting the funding from the state to fund the courts and to fund services that you need. We all know that to be true. Second of all, you can't ignore the numbers, the data. You can't even get 51% residency in your own project, your own contract. And maybe we're okay with that. Maybe that's fine. Maybe we should just ignore the people in your district, the people in mine who need jobs, but since they don't have the skills, we give all of our money to people outside the county. So I'm not here to advocate for MATC. I'm sure they do great work. They're one of the partners with Big Step that does the training. Mm-hmm. But something isn't happening. when you have people saying we have jobs, but we can't place people in them, and when you can't do 51% residency in your own contracts, obviously it's not enough. So if they're doing it, great. But what are you against trying to do it here to supplement what they're doing so we can actually start solving these problems and start having and stop having informational sessions about what can we do to find more people to work our own projects? That is baffling to me, that we know that we have a problem, but yet we don't want to do anything about it because we're not the appropriate government entity to do so. Who's to say that that's even true? You define what you do. You respond to the needs of your constituents. You don't say, oh, they'll do it. They're losing money too. So their capacity to even continue their mission is compromised. So who's to say that we can't be a leader in this and get a viable program together that actually works? Because obviously, if we can't fulfill our residency requirements on our projects, millions and millions and millions of dollars leaving Milwaukee County and going out to counties doing better than us, why can't we do it here? It just doesn't make any sense at all. Period. I'm done.
In closing, just to address Supervisor Jerzyk's concerns, we have a memorandum of agreement with MATC. Actually, we are their placement retention arm. So other groups that you fund also, we're the finishing point for all those agencies. They come to us because we've already forecasted and have relationships with all the manufacturers in the region, all the building trade contractors. We're the finishing point for all of those agencies. So they come to us to place their people.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, let's read item number 3.